Kenny Lynch I knew from our touring days. Kenny had always been a mate from... and I hadn't seen him for a long time, so I thought I'd like to see him anyway. So he was game to do it.
And a girl rang up in Glasgow and she said, there's a fellow says he's Paul McCartney on the phone. And I thought it was Jimmy Tarbuck messing about or something. So I said, oh, well... She said, he sounds like him, but he's rung up twice this morning while you were out playing golf, she said, and he's on the phone now. I said, I'll put him through then, thinking it was Jimmy. As soon as he spoke, I knew it was Paul. And he said to me, I want to do this cover for my new album that I'm doing. And he said, I want him to be on the cover. So I don't know if Paul will remember. I distinctly remember. I said, who's taking the picture? And I thought he might be having somebody like James Wedge or David Bailey or somebody who would have us there for like hours doing things. And he said, oh, no, I've got Clive Arrowsmith, who was a great friend of mine. I said, if Clive Arrowsmith's doing it, I'll do it for you. I'll be there. I think we met about 4 o'clock. He told me who else was on the thing, that everybody was friends of mine that was doing it, like James Coburn and who I'd met loads of times in Tramps. He was very friendly with Roger Moore, so I knew him through Roger Moore. There was Clement Freud, who used to live behind Tony Hicks. In Loudon Road, just opposite Abbey Road Studios. And he used to call us, because he was a very, besides being a politician, he was a very famous chef. So he always used to call us over and we used to test his food for him, which was great, you know what I mean? Christopher Lee, I already said I played golf with and I knew him because in those days he was a hammer star doing all those Dracula things. John Conti, I knew because I'm a boxing man, I was a fighter myself, and I knew I'd followed John's career because when I came out of the army, he was just about starting. Anyway, I love Paul's music, so I wanted to be on the cover. So I said, but I said, I want one other stipulation. And he said, what's that? I said, you owe me one. And he said, yes, I owe you one. I've never called him on it yet, but I'm thinking about it now.